This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center. culinarycenter.com.
heritageradionetwork.org.
Business.
Okay, then you do the walnut.
Okay, attention everyone, we have something new.
This is the black walnut.
It was a sunny fall day in New York City, and an unusual group was wandering around Central Park. We were following Wild Man Steve Bro. Yes, that's his name. We were looking for food, but we weren't going to the corner store or a hot dog stand. We were foraging for food. That's apparently everywhere in Central Park. And our guide is quite a character.
The first time I answered the phone, Wild Man Steve Brill, good morning, and no one had heard of the name and no one knew about me, it felt very weird. But it worked. But at that point, I didn't have the pith helmet and I didn't have the beard, and people kept saying, you know, Brill, you don't look like a wild man. So I went to the Army-Navy store, I bought the pith, the explorer's hat, I grew the beard. Now people say, you know, wild man, you look just like I thought you were going to look.
The wild man doesn't leave the tours alone. His 10-year-old daughter, Violet, is a foraging genius.
They come from that tree. As you see, there's a lot up there. And the black walnut, the green layer is the husk. And you could use your foot to stomp on it or a rock to smush it off. Then there's a nut, and you could use a rock to crack it open. And there's this white nut meat that you can eat.
Okay, hold it up. Well, look what Violet did.
Oh. I walked with Steve, Violet, and about 20 other people on the tour all over the north end of Central Park. We started out in a highly traveled area, avoiding runners and bikers. Then we stepped into a deeply wooded area with tall trees and shady paths. I could smell the earth from the rain the day before. Steve and Violet were constantly on the lookout for plants to show us, and that kept them really busy. In a four-hour tour, we tried over 15 different edible plants.
There we go. Nice.
When Wild Man Steve showed us a plant, he also shared a recipe that he created. There were big coffee beans that could make chocolate mole, ginkgo seeds that could make a nice stir fry, and epazote that could be used to season guacamole. It was a calm day. It made it hard to imagine that what we were doing is technically illegal. Steve had a rough reminder of that almost three decades ago. In 1986, while Brill was foraging in Central Park with a group much like this one, he was arrested. Foraging is illegal in the city. He was interviewed on WNYC just a few days after he was charged with criminal mischief.
The park commissioner had two undercover agents come on my walk. They called me up, asked where I was meeting, and they came. They gave me a donation. And then when the walk was over, they apparently radioed their friends, and they came with one of the ranger vans and hauled me off to the police station.
Wild Man Steve Bro was handcuffed and fingerprinted. He was scared that he would get a criminal record just as he was starting his new business.
You have to harm something to do criminal mischief, and I haven't harmed a thing. The weeds that we picked are things that are cut down by the millions by the mowers.
But he got lucky. Not only were the charges dropped, the City Park Service hired him as a park's naturalist, and he began to lead foraging trips on their dime from 1986 to 1990. Steve doesn't forage any plant that won't grow back easily. He may even do less harm to the plants than the Parks Department does, with their bulldozers and lawnmowers. But the law hasn't changed. It's still illegal to pick and remove plants from the parks. In a city of 8 million people, Steve Brill is still the only one who has official permission to forage. But the whole point of his expeditions is to pass his knowledge on. And his daughter, Violet, wants to continue his legacy.
And I like to teach people about plants and nature. Well, I've been on the tour since I was 2 months old, but I've been foraging since I was five or four.
Thank Violet, you. When you were three, I lifted Violet. You up and put you in front of wine berries, and you were eating them when you were three. When you could stand, I put you in front of berries and showed you to eat them.
Violet's knowledge of plants is encyclopedic. Steve and Violet tried to take turns introducing plants, but usually Steve gives in to Violet's enthusiasm.
Very briefly, because we don't have much time, this is a common spice bush.
Well, I want to do the common spice bush.
Okay, go ahead, Violet. Let me get a good branch for you.
Okay. Common spice bush is oval-shaped leaves and these little buds. You can make tea with these twigs, leaves, and buds. And if you crush the leaves or the bud, it smells really yummy. And now, for the contest.
Okay.
For the contest, who can spot what this branch collectively, all together, has that no other branch on any other tree that isn't spice bush has? Nope.
No?
I want to try it. No.
Violet's only 10, but she's been foraging longer than all the adults on the tour.
What makes them different collectively?
Don't look at one leaf. Look at the whole branch.
Look at all the leaves, yes.
There's five in a group? There's five
in
a bunch?
You can't spot it by looking at one part here, or one leaf here, or even this leaf right here. You have to look at them all together.
Give you a hand. Look at this leaf and look at this leaf.
While Violet is young and foraging with her dad, she's protected from the law. But when she grows up, she may not be given the same permission to forage in the city.
Yes! They're different sizes. There's some very small ones and there are large ones. Everything else you look at, the leaves are pretty much uniform size.
The parks commissioner said he arrested Steve Brill to preserve Central Park. And Steve wants to preserve the park as well. But he has a different way of going about it. Steve believes when people know more about nature, they will take action to preserve it. And he says people connected to nature will do more good for the parks than any rules or regulations ever could.
Last thing we have to say is... That's all, folks. And thank you, Violet. Best assistant I've ever had. Anyone who'd like to give her a tip, I'm sure she'd greatly appreciate it. She works very hard.
For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Caitlin Pierce.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.